come to me. While there is a criminal element, I am of it. While there is a soul in prison, I am not free.
I am not free.
There's our Pow and Feeney at the Saturday Light Brigade with the song For Gene Debs. Saturday Light Brigade charge to you. If you knew we were looking for Gene Debs. And I'm pleased now to play, before I forget to do so, a Johnny Standley song along with Jimmy Sheldon's orchestra. This dates to 1956, and we have a brand new digitally remastered copy of this song that is, gosh, almost 70 years old now and still rings true.
Get out and vote.
Get out and vote.
Get out and vote. It will raise a lump of glory in your throat. For this privilege you must fight, so to exercise the right, exercise by voting twice. Get out and vote. That's my campaign song. Send me to Washington and I'll clean things up. Well, them politicians been cleaning up down there for more years than we care to remember. And it's still a dirty mess. Land of opportunity. Land of prosperity, we're told. Plenty of money in circulation. They're telling us. You bet your sweet life it's circulating. Right by you and straight to the Treasury Department. Yeah, and if a man gets lucky and happens to stop a couple of bucks, comes income tax, wham, right back to the Treasury Department. Yes, sir, we make the money. They take the money. Before we can spend the money, they lend the money. So let's stop all this foolishness. We don't need foreign aid. We don't need domestic aid. What we need is Band-Aid. Oh, they're bleeding us today. And there's always some sneaky old codger saying, I'll run if I'm drafted. Why, the mealy-mouthed mongrel. He's been running for some office or other ever since his voice changed. And he's still at it. Even though he has silver in his hair, gold in his teeth, lead in his feet. Weighs some 390 pounds. Run if he's drafted. He couldn't run if he was shot at. Well, folks, I think by now you know my record. And so does the FBI. It's in the book. And now that we're filled with a fervent fervor, let's fan the fever with fife and flute, and I'll sing a song that I just wrote. The title is, Get Out and Vote. Get out and vote.
Get out and vote.
It will raise a lump of glory in your throat. For this privilege you must fight. So to exercise the right, exercise by voting twice. Get out and vote.
Get out and vote.
Some things never change, do they? From 1956... Johnny Standley singing one of his big hits, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, WSAJ-FM, Grove City, WCUC-FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
Child, I've got my doubts. You can't see the forest for the trees. And gal, now don't get me wrong. It's not that I knock it, it's just that I am not in the market for a girl who wants to love only me. Yes, and I ain't saying you ain't pretty. I'm not ready for any person, place or thing to try and pull the reins in on me. So goodbye, I will leave and I see no sense. For this crying and grieving, we'll both live a lot longer if you live without me. Child, I've got my doubts. You can't see the forest for the trees. And gal, don't get me wrong. It's not that I knock it, it's just that I am not in the market for a girl who wants to love only me. Yes, and I ain't saying you ain't pretty. To try and pull the reins in on me. So goodbye, I will leave and I see no sense. For this crying and grieving, we'll both live a lot longer if you live without me.
The Greenbrier Boys at the Saturday Light Brigade with Different Drum. Busy morning today. Thank you for being along with us. In just a moment, we are going to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with today's crossword puzzle of the air.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
Now it is time for us to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time for our crossword puzzle of the air. This week, we are looking for a nine-letter word, nine letters altogether. The third letter is T. The sixth letter is W. So we have nine letters. The third letter is T, and the sixth letter is W. The clue is shriek. That's the clue. Shriek. Do you think you know what it is? Why not call us 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLBRADIO. You can also use instant input by going to slbradio.org/radio. The clue is shriek. Nine letters, third letter T, sixth letter W. A Saturday Light Brigade charge comes your way if you're able to come up with the correct answer. Good luck! Sam Bush has a new album called Radio John. All songs of John Hartford, including this one. Stu already has the correct answer to our crossword puzzle.
Someday, my baby, when I am a man, and others have taught me the best that they can, they'll sell me a suit and cut off my hair, send me to work in tall buildings. So it's goodbye to the sunshine, goodbye to the dew, and goodbye to the flowers, and goodbye. I'm off to the subway, I must not be late. I'm going to work in tall buildings. Life is my home. I made all my payments. It's time to go home and wonder what happened betwixt and between when I went to work in tall buildings. So it's goodbye to the sunshine, goodbye to the dew, goodbye to the flowers, and goodbye to you. I'm off to the subway, I must not be late. I'm going to work in tall buildings. It's goodbye to the sunshine, goodbye to the dew, goodbye to the flowers, and goodbye. I'm off to the subway, I must not be late. I'm going to work in tall buildings.
Thank God for fermentation. Fermentation for the wine. Thank wine for conversation with these relatives in law of mine. Thank these relatives for you, babe. Thank you for the bouncing boy, doing the best that he can do to keep this family entertained as it navigates the treacherous waters of talking small. All this of all Thanksgiving's great, even though weather can go from zero to how loud brawl. In seconds, just listen, and kind of a warm November got you in the climate change again. Why you gotta be all doom and gloom? Or at least no one's mentioned the giant elephant in the room. Oops. Past and better fill your glass. She was weird in and for the long haul. On this of all Thanksgiving's way, even our sports can go from zero to all out brawl. In seconds, be careful. Have you ever spent time in Cleveland?
No.
South side of Chicago?
No.
St. Louis?
No.
Ever heard about a fella named Ricketts?
Yes.
Anything to do with his politics?
No.
How about them? Cubs. How about them Cubs? Just don't you mention the giant elephant. I mentioned it once and I think I got away with it. Just say, hey, what giant elephant in the room?
Chris Teeley at the Saturday Light Brigade with a song called Elephant in the Room. And Sam Bush did In Tall Buildings. Jim in Blackridge came up with the correct answer to our crossword puzzle of the air. The clue is shriek. There are 9 letters in the answer. The 3rd letter is T. And the 6th letter is W. I thought I might need to give out a few more letters on this, but lots of answers are coming in. Are you still having trouble? The last letter is L. The last letter is L. So shriek, 9 letters. The 3rd letter is T. The 6th letter is W. And the 9th and last letter is L. I mentioned Stu and McCandless also had the correct answer. John and Carrick got it. So did Mike and Mars. And Zach in Pittsburgh. Good morning, Zach. Good to have you here. John in Economy and Larry in Elwood City. Thank you for your emails. We were talking earlier about things sold door to door. Huh. Cloverine salve, writes Ross and Apollo, a creation of the Wilson Chemical Company, sold door to door. And the link he gave me is memories of somebody who sold it door to door back in 1957. We'll give you another moment to see if you're able to come up with the answer to our crossword puzzle of the air. By the way, if you've had any trouble streaming the program today through our website. I just posted a few alternative links on our Facebook page. There appears to be an issue with what the kids call widgets. It's getting worked on as we speak. I see we have an additional answer here from Sharon. Words are her thing, you know. Did you know the answer to our crossword puzzle of the air? It's none other than caterwaul. Caterwaul, C-A-T-E-R-W-A-U-L, caterwaul, which means shriek, and indeed is often used to mean the shriek of a cat. And here's Cindy Magson at SLB.
Straightening out your back legs, stretching in my arms, yawning, blinking, curling back around. Your dismissive glances slap me back somehow. Meow, meow, meow. Sleeping on a big bed, the sultan slips the seam, chasing something running in. I am so enchanted with your twitch and growl. Meow, meow, meow. I see you in Memphis on the Nile in the spring, swinging through some palace, doing your Egyptian king. My function 24 a day is to do for you anything you say. Where'd you get that notion, and how come I kowtow? Meow, meow, meow. Meow, meow, meow.
There you have Cindy Magson. If you know anybody who really likes cats, that's an album called Cat Tales that came out in 2005. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for doing so. And it's a pleasure now to welcome back to SLB Bridget Perdue of Alumni Theater Company. There's something very special happening Monday at the August Wilson African American Cultural Center, and we wanted to be sure Bridget could tell us about it. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. Tell us what's happening. It's a nice collaboration between the Alumni Theater Company and Damascus Theater Collective.
Yes, correct. Yeah, so we've had the pleasure of working with Dr. Leah Lewis, who is the writer-creator for a pilot TV show called Little Lumpy's Travelogue. And so on Monday, we're doing a staged reading of one of the episodes. So it's been a really, really great collaboration. 7 children from Alumni Theater Company have paired up with 5 adults from Damascus Theater Collective to present this pilot episode.
Very interesting. Tell us what your students will be doing.
Sure. So my students are playing a lot of the younger characters. One in particular is a child, Amari Gaines. She is 11 years old, and she's actually playing the lead character of Little Lumpy. And what's lovely, too, is that Little Lumpy is actually based off of the director's own nickname. That was her nickname when she was growing up. So, you know, in the beginning of the story, they're like, oh, there she is, curled up just like a little lump. And so her and her friends, called the Butterfly Bunch, they go on all these different adventures. And as they do so, there's themes of integrated social studies and social emotional learning and development there too. And just like a big love for curiosity and learning is kind of like the main themes throughout the show.
This sounds like a great show. It's free and it starts right at 6 o'clock on Monday. So if you're downtown for any reason, it would be easy for you to get to it. And what I think is neat, a staged reading. A lot of people like to watch, table readings for episodic television. Those will show up on YouTube sometimes. And that's, I think, what this is like, right? There's no blocking or costume work. It's the actors sort of presenting a read of the play, and that in and of itself has got to be really interesting to watch, I think.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. You're picturing it perfectly. We're really, really excited to put this on for sure and bring like this multicultural perspective into the, television world. But yeah, it's definitely a staged reading where the actors are around a table. We have like a little bit of props, but it's really their voice and their hand motions kind of like bringing the characters to life.
Well, you can learn more at trustarts.org. And I was at the Alumni Theater Company's website earlier in the week, and you've got a lot planned for the rest of the year and the year ahead. So I hope we'll be able to keep getting together and letting people know, maybe even having some of your actors come and join us on the air, too.
Yes, that would be amazing. Yes, thanks for checking us out. And yeah, let's continue this because this is really great.
Thank you so much, Bridget. Take care.
Take care.
Bridget Perdue of Alumni Theater Company, Penguin Problems in the Galapagos Islands, a staged reading on November 7th, this coming Monday at the August Wilson American Cultural Center. It is free. And at 6 p.m., trustarts.org is where you go for additional details. Before I go too much further, it is time to fall back. Remember that we head into Standard Time officially tomorrow, Sunday, at 2 a.m. Most people aren't up at 2 a.m., so they turn the clock back before they go to bed. But maybe you're one of those folks that likes to do it right on the dot. The extra hour comes our way for tomorrow. And we do have the only song we know of that is a protest song about this particular thing that we do. And it's actually pretty good for a song this targeted. It's by a guy named Fred Feel.
Every fall and every spring, most of us do the same old thing. Gain an hour here, lose an hour there. For daylight
savings. I just don't care.
Spring forward, fall back. Spring forward, fall back.
I know you can do it cause you got the knack.
Spring forward, fall back.
Early to bed, early to rise. Makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. But daylight savings is a crying shame. And old Ben Franklin is the one to blame.
Spring forward, fall back. Spring forward, fall back.
Well, I know you can do it cause you got the knack.
Spring forward, fall back.
When Dylan said we gotta change the time, it wasn't daylight savings that he had in mind. It's just a big headache, as we all know that old daylight savings has got to go.
Spring forward, fall back. Spring forward, fall back.
Well, I know you can do it cause you got the knack.
Spring forward, fall back.
This here deal, Lord, it wouldn't be happening, that's for real. But we all gotta do what they all say. So it looks like daylight savings is here to stay.
Spring forward, fall back. Spring forward, fall back.
Well, I know you can do it cause you got the knack.
Spring forward, fall back. Spring forward, fall back. Spring forward, fall back. Spring forward, fall back. Spring forward, fall back.
Well, I know you can do it cause you got the knack.
Spring forward, fall back.
When we want to love, we love. When we want to kiss, we kiss. With a little petting, we're getting some fun out of life. When we want to work, we work. When we want to play, we play. In a happy setting, we're getting some fun out of life. Maybe we do the right thing, maybe we do the wrong. We're spending each day just wending our way along. When we want to dance, we dance. When we want to sing, we sing. You can do your betting, we're getting some fun out of life. Maybe we do the right thing, maybe we do the wrong. We're spending each day just wending our way along. When we want to dance, we dance. When we want to sing, we sing. You can do your betting, we're getting some fun out of life.
It's Ari Eisinger vocalizing as he plays, not me. I love that rendition of the song and also the particular recording. You also heard Fred Feel with his protest song, Spring Forward, Fall Back. Don't forget.
Turn back the clock, just turn back the clock, just turn back the clock.
Clocks go back 1 hour tonight as we head back into standard time. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a network of great community radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, Loudspeaker One, Fort Collins, Colorado, and Audio Now, where you can listen by phone at area code 515-605-9542.
Listen for your footsteps coming up the drive. Listen for your footsteps, but they don't arrive. Waiting for your knock, dear, on my old front door. I don't hear it. Doesn't mean you don't love me anymore. Hear the clock.
Called Edna's Kin here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Nicely done by Edna's Kin. We have a lot of fun things that are going to be happening today. At 11 o'clock, we have the May Day Marching Band here. And also, today marks a very special day for us. Our out-of-school time youth media program for teens. I had an epiphany. Is that what it's called? Isn't the epiphany what Liberace put on his piano? No, that was the candelabra. What's an epiphany again? I had a big idea, and it seemed to make sense. We've had our Saturday teen programs going from 1 to 5, and while they were... were doing pretty well, all and all, we really thought we'd see a greater number of students, and it occurred to us, why don't we make these programs run from 10 until 2 instead? And by doing so, that would give us a chance for the students that are here. It would give them a chance to help out with the program, maybe come on the air live, maybe actually help produce some of our segments. It never occurred to me to do that because we've never had the space to do it. But now we do. There's a comfortable place where those students can work. And then after they get involved with the radio program, and you might get a chance to get to know them, they'll be able to continue working from noon on. It's a way to get their weekend off to a good start, and we're excited to have some additional folks becoming part of the Saturday Light Brigade. And what an obvious thing that seems to be, but years and years of conditioning that we don't have enough room to do this and be on the air at the same time. Well, now we do, and we're excited. Today's the very first day. So we're hoping that you'll hear some of that energy as we welcome some students for the first time this morning as part of that brand new Saturday session of our youth media program. Are you ready? It's time now to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with this morning's high clue. I'm going to have Ricky audit the high clue while we take a moment to listen to this quick thank you message. Ricky, it's 575. That's what we need to check for, 575. Grammar wouldn't hurt, too.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
The audit is complete. We still believe in doing it the old-timey way. We don't use Turbo Haiku or any of those high-tech services to audit our haiku. We do it all ourselves. The day we need an accountant or software to look at a haiku for us will be the day we know it's time to stop writing a haiku. Here it is. Can you help us solve this haiku? Its name has two U's and translates to jumping flea in 50th state. Its name has two U's and translates to jumping flea in 50th state. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975 is how you can reach us to share your answer with us. I'd like to share it with you one more time, just because it's always fun to share our haikus. Its name has two U's and translates to jumping flea in 50th state. Good luck. Paul Birchnell here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
You call me greasy and full of muck. You play me hard for the easy buck. I bet you see us all like chickens to pluck, but time's running out on you. Yeah, you think me a sucker for the cut of my clothes. You think you're safe, 'cause the poor don't vote. I reckon some will, I reckon some won't, but who's running your water? Growing your food, cleaning your clutter, and up on your roof, patching your tires, and cooking your hops. And there's even a few of us who are firemen and cops. So you better be kind to this rabble, 'cause if you've got my vote or not might be the least of your troubles. Well, my veteran friends, they pitch their tents outside the window of the president. Said, boys, we appreciate your fight for your government, but sons, your bonus ain't nothing but a Cinderella stamp. Yeah, you got a lot of nerve trying to rock my boat. You think you're safe 'cause the poor don't vote. Well, maybe that's so, but did you consider who's working the farms and churning your butter, hauling the coal, burning in winter, pumping your gas, and killing your hogs, catching all your homeless cats and dogs, keeping your cocaine cheap, and your tobacco tall, planting in the spring, harvesting in the fall. Yeah, you better be kind to me, brother, 'cause if you've got my vote or not might be the least of your troubles. To follow the plow, that cyclone coming, don't want no how. On the California border, they're waiting for us with chains and pistols and pipes and clubs. While you're keeping score, know there's a million more who are running your water and growing your food, cleaning your clutter and up on your roof, hauling your trash, sewing your clothes, watching your kids and paving your roads. Yeah, you better be kind to this rabble, 'cause if you've got my vote or not might be the least of your troubles.
Step, the longest march can be won, can be won. Many stones can form an arch, singly none, singly none. And by union, what we will can be accomplished still. Drops of water. Believe that the future is going to be millions of little things saving us. Back in the 1950s, there was a tiny peace demonstration in Times Square. A young Quaker was carrying a sign. A passerby scoffed. Do you think you're going to change the world by standing here at midnight with that sign? I suppose not, said the young man. that I'm going to make sure the world doesn't change me. I imagine a big seesaw, and one end of the seesaw is on the ground with a basket half full of big rocks in it. The other end is up in the air. It's got a basket one quarter full of sand. And some of us got teaspoons, and we're trying to fill it up with sand. One of the years you'll see that whole seesaw go zoop in the other direction, and people will say, gee, how did it happen so suddenly? Step by step, the longest march can be won, can be won. Many stones can form an arch, singly none, singly none. And by union what we will can be accomplished still. Drops of water turn a mill, singly none, singly none.
Kronos Quartet. From the album Kronos Quartet and Friends, celebrate Pete Seeger. And Paul Birch did Poor Don't Vote. We've had a few correct answers to our high clue puzzle, but fewer than I might have thought so far. Here it is again. Its name has two U's and translates to jumping flea in 50th state. Interesting that flea is there because this item sometimes is associated with fleas. Its name has two U's and translates to jumping flea in 50th state. Take a guess if you would like, or join us on the radio, 412-200-5975, 412-200-5975, or 1-888-SLB-RADIO. Here's hoping you had a good week. It's a busy one for us, and as I look to the week ahead, it's going to be busy. I'm glad for the extra hour we get when the clocks go back tonight, heading into standard time. Mike and Mars got the correct answer. I wish I could share it. I will. His answer was quite cleverly constructed. Christopher in Monroeville said, I know it's not correct, but all I can think of is the Humma Humma Knockin' Na Kappa, a state fish. The state fish. Bruce and Ingram got the correct answer. So did Jim and Blackridge. John and Carrick has Aloha, not that. John and Addie and East Deer have the correct answers. Or the correct answer. We'll leave it open for you for just another moment. Maybe use your thinking cap as an instrument of solution. Its name has two U's and translates to jumping flea in 50th state. Thank you. Well, I mentioned all of the correct answers. Mike and Mars tries to answer our high clues with verse of his own, and he did it today. And as for his verse, it I was going to say couldn't be worse, but I meant that as a compliment. He writes, I answer in verse weekly, not daily, and this week my answer is this, ukulele. And that's the answer we were looking for, ukulele, or ukulele, if you prefer. And its name has two U's and translates to jumping flea. And Hawaiian. The instrument also has Portuguese roots and was brought to Hawaii and became more closely aligned with their culture. Its name has two U's and translates to jumping flea in 50th state. That state would be Hawaii. A charge to you if you came up with ukulele. And another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up next hour. Joel Mabus now, here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
I got a ukulele, I love it so. I take my ukulele every place I go. I play my ukulele real loud and clear. They say, get that schmookin' ukulele out of here. I say, ukulele, schmookulele. Ukulele, schmookulele, that's okay. I play my schmookin' ukulele anyway. I go... Ukulele Jim went to Ukulele Lake for a ukulele swim. Met Ukulele Betty and Ukulele Jill. Now they all go ooka ooka up a ukulele hill with a ukulele, a little schmookulele. Ukulele, schmookulele, that's all right. Ukulele, schmookulele, day and night. Smith and Ukulele Jones built a ukulele app for their ukulele phones. Find the ukulele button, hit ukulele send, send a ukulele emoji to an ukulele friend. Ukulele, send a schmookulele. Ukulele, schmookulele, how it's done. You call ukulele circle 6251. Song. Yeah. Now Ukulele Jenny and Ukulele Jack did some ukulele cooking in their ukulele shack. Took a ukulele pickle and a ukulele peach, made a ukulele picnic down on ukulele beach. Well, a ukulele and a schmookulele. Ukulele, schmookulele, me oh my, cut me another slice of that ukulele pie. Ukulele Ike. She said, you got the kind of ukulele ukuleles like. Then ukulele lady had a ukulele kid. She said, ukulele daddy, look what ukulele did. Ukulele. Shukulele. Ukulele, shmukulele, Mr. and Ms. Ukulele, shmook, that's all they is.
I saw the splendor of the moonlight on Honolulu Bay. There's something tender in the moonlight on Honolulu Bay. And all the beaches are filled with peaches who bring their yukes along. And in the glimmer of the moonlight, they love to sing this song. If you like ukulele lady, ukulele lady like you. If you like to linger where it's shady, ukulele lady linger too. If you kiss ukulele lady while you promise ever to be true, and she sees another ukulele lady fooling around.
Fess up, you were singing, weren't you? Arlo Guthrie at the Saturday Light Brigade, preceded by Joel Mabus and Ukulele, Shmookalele, from a great album called Ukulele Crimes. Hello to Larry and Vanessa. Thank you for your notes and thank you for being here with us this morning. Maybe you missed some of last week's features. Six talented teens shared details about a film, as well as a sculpture and painting, plus original writing. You can hear those features at neighborhoodvoices.org, along with hundreds of other highlights from past broadcasts. Stop by neighborhoodvoices.org, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and slbradio.org/radio.
I will bring you your good morning coffee. Will you smile? If not now, then have a sip or two and maybe in a while.
I like that version of this. It's Seth Avitt at the Saturday Light Brigade with Greg Brown's Good Morning Coffee. The Sound Hound is back, and he's going to join us in just a moment, having returned his cat costume from last week. He's going to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge, aren't you? Yes, he'll be here momentarily.